interview in our history, the greatest American said, "The world will little note nor long remember what we say here, but it can never forget what they did here." The mayor has just reminded us that no nation honors its military and those who served in it as does ours. I would add to that that no state so honors its veterans as Indiana. We are a state of patriots, and by your presence being here today, you have marked us again as a state that never, ever forgets, and I thank you for coming. Each day that we hold this event, each year, I'm reminded that more veterans have answered the final bugle. But we are also adding veterans every day, those who serve right now in the enduring quest to secure our freedom and to share it with God's other creatures on this earth. I'm just hours back from those uplifting experience a person can have, visiting face-to-face in ones and twos and small groups with hundreds of those who are serving us this very day in our era. And I'm here to report to you that you should be incredibly proud of them, the job they are doing, and the way in which they are carrying on the tradition of those who we honor on Memorial Day. After World War II, General George Marshall was asked how it was that America had triumphed. And he said, "We had a secret weapon, the best damn kids in the world." I'm here to tell you, we still do. The young people, and not so young, who are serving us this day in Iraq and Afghanistan and other points around the world, are holding up the tradition of those we came here to celebrate and commemorate in a way that should make you very proud. Everywhere I went in Iraq, I met brothers serving next to brothers. I met fathers serving near their sons or daughters. There's a family tradition in Indiana. In our celebration of freedom and in our service to it, we are, in fact, as I see it, one large extended family. We have people with us today who have family members there. 2 years ago, By good fortune, I was given the honor to place a Purple Heart on Sergeant Richard Blakely, a medic wounded by a sniper who treated himself and went back to his service against the wishes of his commanding officer the same day. Sergeant Blakely was killed weeks later by another sniper. And we laid him to rest here at home. His cousin Ian is on service today in Iraq, carrying on in his stead. I had lunch 2 days ago with Eddie Proctor. His brother Joe is the first Silver Star recipient from the state of Indiana since the Vietnam conflict. For those who don't know the story, Joe Proctor, seeing a vehicle clearly laden with explosives, crash through a fence and head straight for a headquarters building housing hundreds, stepped into the open, fired his rifle until he had killed the suicide bomber. The truck exploded in the plaza, killing Joseph Proctor, but sparing the lives of countless soldiers and civilians. And his brother Eddie and two other family members that I know of are serving this state and this nation right now in the same theater. His parents, Sharon and Lloyd, are here today. You can thank them before you leave and every chance you get. Of all the ceremonies of this kind I have ever read about, The one that struck me most occurred at a cemetery called Natuno, near the Anzio beachhead, site of some of the worst fighting in World War II. And just 3 weeks after the cessation of hostilities, that cemetery, where 8,000 Americans were laid to rest, was dedicated. One of the great field commanders of World War II, General Lucian Truscott, was the speaker. History records that he did an unusual thing. He turned his back on the audience and addressed his speech to the cemetery and the soldiers resting in it. He said that he apologized to them that they had been, that their lives had been taken. He said that he knew that one might pretend that mistakes of leadership never lead to such losses, but that wasn't true. And he said if any mistake he had made had led to their loss, he apologized for it, and said if ever he had the opportunity to meet those, the men who lay below them, beneath those crosses or stars of David, he would tell them how sorry he was and ask them if they could to forgive him. Well, I won't turn my back on the audience, but I think it's appropriate just to say a few words today in the second person, as General Truscott did, to those who are not with us, whom we've laid to rest in the past. You were the finest among us. You were the bravest. You gave us a gift we can never repay. You are remembered by Indiana today and every day.